170K migrants apprehended in May at southern border doubles Biden's inaugural month. By Bob Price on June 21, 2023. Border Patrol agents along the southwest border with Mexico apprehended nearly 170,000 migrants who crossed between ports of entry in May. While this is down from the more than 183,000 apprehended in April, it is more than double the 71,141 apprehensions in January 2021, the month President Joe Biden took office. Border Patrol agents in the nine southwest border sectors apprehended 169,244 migrants who crossed the border between ports of entry in May. This is down by less than 8% from the 183,079 apprehended in April. The apprehension numbers do not include an estimated 51,000 migrants who were classified as known gotaways, according to a CBP source not authorized to speak to the media. This brings the number of known migrant crossers to more than 220,000 migrants. While the Biden administration credited the decrease in apprehensions to new border security and immigration policies, the number is an increase of nearly 125% from the 75,316 migrant apprehensions in January 2021, Joe Biden's inaugural month. As a result of comprehensive planning and preparation efforts, there has been a significant reduction in encounters along the southwest border since the return to full Title VIII immigration enforcement on May 12. Senior official performing the duties of CBP Commissioner Troy A. Miller said in a written statement rolling out the May numbers. As we continue to execute our plans, including delivering strengthened consequences for those who cross unlawfully while expanding access to lawful pathways and processes, we will continue to monitor changes in encounter trends and adjust our response as necessary. CBP officials continue claiming to operate a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system. CBP has been executing the department's comprehensive plan to secure our borders and build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system, CBP officials wrote in the statement releasing the May Southwest Land Border Encounters report. However, the Biden administration's appointed Border Patrol sector chiefs continue to tweet examples showing the process is anything but safe, orderly, and humane, Breitbart Texas reported. CBP officials continue to blame the CDC's Title 42 migrant expulsion program for the high numbers in May. More than half of the U.S. Border Patrol's encounters in May occurred prior to the lifting of the CDC's Title 42 public health order. From May 1 to 11, U.S. Border Patrol encountered 98,850 individuals between ports of entry along the southwest border. After the termination of the order as of 11:59 p.m. ET on May 11 through the end of the month on May 31, U.S. Border Patrol's encounters between ports of entry along the southwest border were 70,394. With 4 months to go in the current fiscal year, agents appended 1,410,801 migrants. This compares to the 1,442,862 migrants apprehended during the same period last year. Single adult migrants accounted for 114,886 of the 169,244 migrants apprehended by Border Patrol agents in May, 68%. So far this year, agents apprehended nearly 1 million single adult migrants who crossed between ports of entry. Family units and single unaccompanied minors account for 44,900 and 9,458 apprehensions, respectively. The apprehension of Chinese migrants at the southern border continues at a historic rate. During May, agents apprehended 2,769 Chinese migrants. This is more than the entire year totals for FY22 and FY21 combined, 2,293. So far this fiscal year, agents apprehended 12,480 Chinese nationals along the southwest border with Mexico. Migrants from Mexico and the Central American Northern Triangle countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras accounted for 54,140 migrants in May. Another 23,154 came from Venezuela. Related articles. Exclusive, official says Biden CBP-1 program benefits drug cartels. Texas governor orders installation of floating border barrier in Rio Grande. Fact check, DHS touts drop in migrant encounters after Title 42, ushers 50K in through lawful pathways. Texas congressman wants DNA testing of migrant children at border. Sanctuary City Los Angeles receives first busload of migrants from Texas border. Record-shattering migrant surge continues in one northern border sector. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.